Good morning on Sunday the 2nd of January 2022. And first time saying that, it seems strange and yet it's just natural because this is a new year, 2022. And this morning is the service of Holy Communion, and we do have two readings, and the two readings are from Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 to 14 and John chapter 1 verses 1 to 9. But as I started by making a remark about this being the second day of a new year, so often in different circles or over the years past, people make a big thing about being a new year and talk about making New Year's resolutions, that we're going to start off this new year in a new and a fresh way and we're going to do things differently. But I want to suggest something simple. And in a way, it does refer to or reflect what's written in Ephesians chapter 1. And that is, I want to suggest that every day is a new day. And that every day is a day where we choose to walk with the Lord. Let me read what it says in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. And ending there in verse 6. And I must admit, even as I read that, my eyes focused on the word predestined. In verse 5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself. And I could hear within my head and my mind people saying, there you go, we're predestined to be saved, and we don't have any choice in it, and there are those that God has set aside and those that he has set aside for hell. And I believe that's wrong, absolutely wrong. What I believe that this is saying is that he's predestined us to adoption as sons. And so the predestined bit is that when we come to Jesus and we trust in him, we then become sons of God according to the good pleasure of his will, and that he has accepted us in the beloved. But we are the ones who by our free will choose him or don't choose him. It's not that the predestination is him choosing us. No. You know, the Bible tells us that God wants everyone to be saved. And yet Jesus said, broad is the road that leads to destruction and many will find it. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life and few will find it. So the thing is that God's will definitely is that everybody's saved, yet everybody isn't. But the reason for everybody not being saved or not being a child of God is because they choose not to be. And equally as well, there are few who choose to be. But when you choose to be a child of God, you're predestined to be a son. God has already made that decision, that to those who will say yes, you are sons of God. And that is wow to me. And simply because I'm not just in the beloved, I'm not just an extra, I'm not just somebody who has snuck in or scraped through or just managed to make it. But that whenever I come to Jesus, or anybody comes to Jesus and they say, yes, Lord, I accept you as my Saviour, my personal Saviour. I know you're the Saviour of the world, but I want you to be my Saviour. And I thank you and I believe you and I trust you. Bang, instantaneously, I became a son. I became a son of God. And that's what that means. But it starts off by saying, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And again, this idea of being blessed is they're not blessings that are up there that I can come and take this one or have that. But every single day, I am blessed because God planned it beforehand. And so as I said, as I started, this is the 2nd of January 2022. And yes, fair enough, yesterday was the 1st of January, New Year's Day. But it's a new day, and today is another new day. And yesterday, I chose to walk with Jesus. I chose to think on him. And not because it's something I have to do every day, but I do make that effort. I do make that choice, that decision. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. Lord, I want to walk with you today. And there's sometimes, I must admit, I find myself that perhaps I've a tendency to try and get ahead of him. But I'm encouraged by the scripture that says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you see, a yoke is a rigid thing, but his yoke is easy and the burden is light. Why? Because he's carrying it. You see, I'm saved by grace through faith, Ephesians chapter 2. It's not by works so that nobody can boast, but I'm saved by grace and I'm connected to him whenever I came to Jesus. But there's still times where maybe I try and do things my way or I try to get ahead of myself. And in a very real way, it's nearly like I'm pulling against an immovable object. And perhaps that gives us insight and hopefully gives you insight as to why at times you find yourself struggling. Whereas actually, what I believe the Lord Jesus wants us to do is simply to rest. And to rest in him. And resting doesn't necessarily mean that you're sitting down all the time doing nothing. But it's a spiritual rest where we know that our Lord Jesus on the cross said, it is finished. He had done everything. And yes, he died and he went into the tomb and he went into the grave. But he rose again on the third day and he spent those days with the disciples. And then he ascended into heaven. And so there was a time, a period of time where he did things. But he's seated now on the right hand of the Father. He's resting. He's at rest. Because everything's been completed. He put his blood, his precious blood, on the mercy seat in heaven. That symbolizes and represents that we are forgiven. Because he paid the price for our sin. He paid it. And he was the perfect and is the perfect sacrifice for our sin. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And because of that, Paul then can say here in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In Christ. And that is ours today. And it'll be tomorrow. And it'll be the next day. And it'll be the next day. And sometimes we're maybe more aware of it than other times. But this is partly why we have the Bible, is that we come back and we read and we reread. Because we're reminding ourselves and building ourselves up in our most holy faith. And so I encourage you to read Ephesians chapter 1. In fact, read it all, but today's particular reading is verses 3 to 14. And read it. And it talks about in verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood. That's what I was saying. The forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. But just take that first bit. In him we have redemption through his blood. He has placed his blood in the mercy seat in heaven to show that we are forgiven. And everyone's forgiven, but not everyone is accepting that forgiveness. Jesus has paid for the sins of the whole world, past, present, and future tense sins, of everybody. Everybody is forgiven. Everybody is forgiven. But not everybody receives the benefits of that forgiveness because not everybody accepts Jesus. So many people, sad to say, try to gain their own salvation, try to gain acceptance from God by doing it their way. But when are we going to surrender and just say simply, Lord, I believe you. Thank you for dying for me. Because the wonderful truth of that, I remember something that God showed me last year in 2021. And saying, getting the revelation of realizing that whenever I accepted this position, that God met me like the prodigal. He's the Father who came running to me and just surrounded me and covered me with love, and he put a robe on my back. A robe, a kingly, princely robe of acceptance. And he put a ring on my finger, the ring of authority, that I had authority of my Father because I'm a son. And he put shoes or sandals on my feet because only sons wear shoes. If you don't have shoes, you're a slave. And I'm not a slave. I'm accepted in the Beloved. I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven because Jesus paid the price for me. And it's just, wow, just fantastic. But that's who I am in Christ every day. But the more that I read that and listen to that and think on that and share that with other people and listen to them talking to me about the things of God, is I get built up in my most holy faith. And so my challenge for you today, I'll say it again, the 2nd of January 2022. My challenge for you today is to walk with the Lord, is to rest in him, to be mindful of him. If you're not born again, if you've not saved, if you've not chosen to believe that Jesus has paid your sins, accept right now. Accept right now. Just talk to him. Just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you saved me. I thank you that you paid for my sins. I believe in you. And I receive everything that you have for me. And bang, you're born again. As simple as that. Just by trusting in him. And then just choose to continue to walk in him. And the wonderful thing is that if you've prayed a simple prayer like that, or if you're a veteran, so to speak, and you've been walking with the Lord for a while, he comes into your body by his Holy Spirit, and he will change you from the inside out. The change that comes in your life is not through what you do. It's not by might nor by power, as in your might or your power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. By his Holy Spirit within you, he will bring the changes that you need in your life. And the wonderful thing is, he knows you far better than you do. So he knows what needs to be changed first. And, you know, most of us are like the rest of us, and we have a list of, God, can you do this, this, and this, and this in my life, and then everything will be perfect. And the thing is, more often than not, that list that you have is probably way down the bottom of his list that he has, because there's other things that he wants to change in your life. And the sooner that we submit, surrender ourselves and choose to rest in him and walk alongside him and with him and in him, we'll see those changes come perhaps more quickly. Ephesians 1 verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In Christ. So brothers and sisters, whoever you are that's listening to me today, or whenever you choose to listen to this, choose to be with him, mindful of him every day, not just on Sundays, but every day. and realize that you are blessed in him because of what he has done, not because of anything that you've done yourself. But don't feel lesser because he's done it. But just embrace him. Embrace him and allow yourself to be filled with his love, because that is who he is. He is love. And walk in him and rest in him, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.